Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Bruised but not broken. Marc Gasol's foot is okay. That's what the big man says. You'll hear from him, David Fizdale, and a lot more. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome into this edition of Locked On Grizzlies. My name is Peter Edmiston, contributor to the Commercial Appeal, writing about the Grizzlies. Also co-host Wolo and Peter in the morning on Sports 56 and 87.7 FM. You could follow me on Twitter. I am at Peter Edmiston. Appreciate you joining me for this Tuesday morning edition. I say Tuesday morning. It's when most people are going to listen to it, but really you can listen to it whenever you want. But I appreciate you joining me for this edition of the pod. We're going to talk a lot about where things stand for the Grizzlies and give you an update from practice on Monday. The Grizzlies were practicing, getting set for Wednesday's preseason finale against the Minnesota Timberwolves, a game in which I would expect that you'll see mostly young players, not too many of the vets going just to, out of precaution. You want to make sure with a little over a week left to play before the season starts that nothing crazy happens, especially in the aftermath of the scare over the weekend with Marc Gasol. You remember the pod yesterday, I went into it a little bit about how weird it was, the skepticism about what really went down, Marc saying it was nothing, Grizzlies saying it was an ankle, David Fizdale kind of just saying that something happened, and it was all very strange. Well, we come to find out at practice on Monday that Marc Gasol was not a full participant in practice. He only did cardio on the side and conditioning. He had what he termed a bone bruise, he and David Fizdale both, and you'll hear from them later on in the pod. They termed it a bone bruise. And for those that don't know, a bone bruise is actually a slight fracture on the very inner layer of the bone. It can be particularly painful, and the recovery is all dependent on pain tolerance and all that kind of stuff. It's not a fracture per se or anything like that. It's just part of the internal anatomy of the bone that gets fractured in some small way. It's not the same thing as a full-on fracture, and certainly nothing like what Marc was dealing with that non-displaced type 2 fracture in his navicular bone. However, when you see and you hear bone bruise or anything bone related with Marc Gasol's right foot, that is a little alarming. Doesn't need to be too alarming at this point yet, but it certainly will raise some eyebrows. Let's hear a bit more from David Fizdale, first of all, about his reaction to Mark's injury, what he saw at practice today, and what he expects going forward.
So far, so good. We did the MRI. That came back clear, and then I think the CT scan also came back clear. So I think it's just a bone bruise. Nothing to be alarmed about. Totally different bone. So that was great news for us, obviously. And it took a big weight off of him as well. Yeah, it's gonna be, and it won't be that much rest, trust me. We don't just take days off. He was over there doing a ton of cardio today. Obviously, you can tell that I'm not slowing down with the style of play, so our conditioning is of importance. So he understands that. So, I won't let him go through the bumps and bruises in Minnesota, but
so when you say he will get in shape. I'm sorry. When you said a different bone, so it is his foot?
Yeah, he got bumped on that foot. So it's just a bruise, nothing at all to be alarmed about, and he should be just fine for game one.
Did you held him out for practice, or did he do
his own? He did conditioning.
Conditioning.
Yeah, but no practice.
Is that an alarm when he talks about his foot being like stiff before a game? How do you manage his minutes? Is it your call? Is it his call?
No, it's the medical staff. We got a lot of science now, and if they say that he needs to back off of it, I'm listening. It's not like the old days where a trainer say, hey, back off and the coach can still go. And it was, you're not sure if he can still go or not. Now it's science that says back off. So I want to really lean on those guys from that standpoint.
Because Mark's always had a history of kind of trying to push through a lot of
stuff. Yeah, but I don't mind Mark being upset if I tell him no. I think you guys know that already about me.
So that was Fizdale's take on it. Bone bruise, nothing to be alarmed about. And you heard me ask him to kind of clarify the process a little bit of how playing Mark is determined. And he said, look, we got a lot of science now, which I like that phrase.
We got a lot of science now.
Got a lot of science now.
We got a lot of science now.
It's a good thing to have. Grizzlies have got a lot of science, so that means that they're going to let the science take care of it. At least that's the plan. That was the plan before, too, and it hadn't always come to fruition. But Marc Gasol has to be responsible for this, too. And so in talking to Mark, that was one of the things that came up, how he goes through his own self-analysis of his injury and what he plans to do when things get a little rough. And also, here's a little more about the injury itself from his perspective.
Yeah, it's kind of those things when you say, don't panic, and everybody just loses it. That was kind of those things. But everything is great. Everything is fine. Took a look at everything around the foot, and it was perfect.
What's the process for you to figure out whether or not you can play in a game if you feel your foot? How are you going to go through that self-analysis?
The way I find out is the next morning. During the game, it's harder because adrenaline and all that. So I know the next morning if I need to take a step back or hold on for a second. But the mornings have been great. Every morning I wake up, feeling really good. The foot feels great, so there's no need to panic. It was just a preseason game, and I met the time that I was supposed to play. I think it was 20 minutes, and I got taken out of the game, and I went to get my ankle tape cutter and ice it. That's all we did, and I guess
you gotta understand it's gonna be like free every time.
It's gonna be like that every time.
It's okay, gonna people are gonna lose their mind. You have to understand that.
And then I won't say much. I will not move. I'm gonna stay like that.
When you said you're stiff, is that how it is? Like you wake up in the morning, it's a little stiff, and you work it out. Is that the norm for you with the foot being what it is?
Well, there's days and days. I guess the load. The foot is still adjusting. I think it takes up to a year to feel great again or normal again, but I feel really good. I feel like when I say to you guys first day of media day that I felt better than I felt pre-injury, it's true. Like my foot feels more relieved than it did before I got injured.
I know Mark at the beginning said not to panic, but the fact that they said one thing and it turns out it's something else just adds to the panic because it makes it look like there's something to hide or makes it look like there was something amiss. It would have been better probably to say foot injury, he'll be reevaluated, which he was. So that kind of led to the extra panic. Mark after the game, the adrenaline's pumping. He may not have known the extent of it. He may not have known at the time when he was having that discussion, but something happened. He played it off as if nothing was going on, that something happened. And if this is the way that it's going to be where, every time anything happens, there's going to be panic and confusion and, a couple different, one side saying one thing, one side saying something else. And it's going to make it tough for fans to figure out what's really going on. So I hope that in the future, this is a lesson for everybody to just take a deep breath and come out with the real information, come out with the actual thing or whatever you know. Because it was not an ankle injury. The ankle was not involved. It was a bone bruise in the foot. I don't know that it should be alarming, but I'm not sure that it should be reassuring either from that perspective. What is reassuring, though, is the fact that at practice, Deontay Davis was a participant. Jarrell Martin was out there as well. Still no Tony Allen, still no Chandler Parsons, but getting some of the bigs back is good news. We've seen over the years this team has just had so many injuries and so many things that have happened that you get a little nervous when you see guys out. When you see Jarrell Martin in the boot, Brandon Wright, I'm not sure of his status, but he was in a boot last week. Those are alarming things when you see them in the context of this team, and especially with what these fans and what all of you guys listening, presumably many of you are Grizzly fans, what you have been through as fans, it's understandable to be concerned and to be a little skittish and to be a little panicky about all of these injuries from Marc Gasol on down. But I would think Deontay Davis could be good to go for Wednesday's game. It would make a lot of sense to play him, as he really hasn't been played much, actually none, in this preseason. And if you want to try to work him into the mix, you're going to have to start doing that ASAP. So injuries are the number one thing to kind of keep an eye on for the Grizzlies. There are some statistical things that are pretty amazing. I talked to David Fizdale about that, about the offense, about some of the things that we've seen this team do in terms of growing and getting very familiar very quickly with the kind of offense that he wants to run. And Marc Gasol, Mike Conley, very comfortable. Troy Williams, very comfortable. All these guys, and it's from the rookies on the veterans, everyone seems to be getting it, which is a great testament to Fizdale and what he's put in. The simplicity of the offense is really appealing to these guys, and it also allows for some freelancing, which I think brings Mike Conley's creativity into the mix and opens up some things from Mike's game that we haven't seen him be able to do. You know, I'm not going to say that he is, you know, he was shackled necessarily by the previous offense, that he couldn't do what he wanted to do because it was so post-based and it was, you know, so much, you know, so little space and so much kind of, you know, working it inside out. But it does look like now that there is some space out there, that is certainly new for the Grizzlies, and that is certainly new for this team. And when you see that, it is kind of overwhelming as a fan. You're like, whoa, this is pretty wild. So that's a positive thing going forward for this team to continue to increase pace and continue to reduce turnovers. That is a strong sign for how they are getting things together in this Fizdale offense. And along those same lines, I thought Marc Gasol really summed it up beautifully when he was asked about the turnover situation. I think Ron Tillery asked him about the lack of turnovers, and Mark summed up his philosophy of basketball really well here.
I'm not aware of the numbers.
They've been really low.
They've been really low, yeah. And the pace has been really high. That's good. That's a good thing, right? So that's what you want.
That's exactly what you want. Yeah, perfect. So we have few turnovers. Yeah. And more pace. Yeah. It's good, right? Yeah, that's good. I'd say that's good. Okay, good deal. So that's Mark's thoughts on that whole deal. I did want to play for you guys a little chat. I had a short interview with Troy Williams, who has become something of a shock development in this training camp situation. Guy signed out of Phoenix in summer league, Indiana prior to that, in college. You know, a guy that some people liked but was not necessarily overly touted, and yet he has played and played and played and played and continued to play exceptionally well. Talked a little bit about it yesterday that I think there is a decent chance, at least, that the Grizzlies would be willing to cut ties with Jordan Adams or open up a roster spot in another fashion. I don't see Vince Carter being in jeopardy there, but you know, who knows? Some way, I think they really like Troy Williams, and I think they'd like to try to figure something out. So talking to Troy, and I think you'll hear it in his voice, guy's just an incredibly enthusiastic kid who is taking full advantage of the opportunity that he's gotten.
Troy, have you been surprised at just how much you've played and how much you've featured? I mean, you've played more than anybody else on this team in this preseason.
I didn't even know that. I mean, as for being surprised, yeah, I am. Just coming out here, I mean, the way the team has set me and the way the coaches have trusted me and I have trusted my team and coaches. So just getting this much playing time is just a blessing to me.
You've played lots of different positions out there. Where do you like to play? Where would you ideally play?
I mean, really, ideally I'm a small four, but I mean, I can be used in multiple ways, which means more playing time. So, I mean, that's the way I just look at it, be versatile for my team and all.
How have the veterans treated you so far?
Greatly. They took me in. I've been learning a lot from Tony Allen. I've been under his wing a lot. Vince Carter helped me a lot. Chandler Parsons helped me. Zebo helped me. I mean, it's just great. I would never thought I'd be in the same team as this many vets before, but just learning and this whole experience has been great.
I also had a chance to ask David Fizdale specifically about Troy Williams and about his ability to be multiple on the court and whether he was surprised or if he had any preconceived notions about the kind of player that Troy Williams or any of these other camp invitees would be.
I had an open mind about it. I wanted to get all those guys out there and give them minutes and see who can do what. But his versatility allows him to play different positions, which warrants more minutes. He can play the three or the four, and he's done a great job of seizing the opportunity.
He's done a great job of seizing the opportunity, but is that going to be enough? Has he seized the opportunity to get an actual roster spot for this regular season? That remains to be seen. I'm sure you'll see a lot of Troy Williams along with all the other invitees in Minnesota on Wednesday. A lot of young players will play in that game. Very few of the veterans will play at all, and if they do, it will be very minimally. You will not see Marc Gasol in that game, but everything still appears to be fine for Mark going into the regular season, which is now 8 days away. On top of that, I don't have anything new for you with regard to Chandler Parsons or Tony Allen, other than still haven't practiced, still haven't played. I would guess Chandler Parsons is not going to be available for opening night. I don't know about Tony. Tony's wired a little bit differently, so it wouldn't be shocking if he were to try to come back a little bit early. But certainly, if the guy doesn't play at all in preseason, then the odds are pretty slim that he's going to actually start the season. So you could well see a starting lineup of Mike Conley alongside Vince Carter, Wade Baldwin, Andrew Harrison, Troy Williams. I would say Troy Daniels, but he's been awful. I don't know. Then James Ennis, Jermichael Green, Marc Gasol. That's the starting lineup, potentially. That two spot is still very much up in the air, as are, you know, some of the other spots. I think Ennis is pretty solid at the three if Chandler Parsons doesn't go, but that would also, to me, give a real boost to Troy Williams. If they don't feel particularly confident about Chandler Parsons this year, you know, Troy Williams is so versatile, can play that three very easily, and can even play down to that four the way that Chandler Parsons was intended to play. Now, you know, you're clearly giving up a great deal of talent, but he's at least a guy that can fill that role in something of the way that you want it to be filled. That might be enough to just kind of edge him onto the team in this scenario. We'll have to wait and see. Coming up tomorrow on the pod, we'll have the 3Q preview of the Minnesota Timberwolves game. In addition to that, we'll have a lot more on this week. Also, if you have any questions, I'd like to try to get a mailbag together or a Q&A of some sort. If you could go ahead and fire those off to me, I'd love to hear your questions or your comments at Peter Edmiston on Twitter. I am at Peter Edmiston on Twitter. Feel free to shoot me those tweets. That would be fantastic. And I'd love to answer as many questions as I possibly can. We'll try to do that tomorrow or at some point in this week. Again, at Peter Edmiston if you want to get in touch with me. Thank you so much for listening to the pod. I really appreciate that. Check it out every single morning. And if you've got iTunes, Stitcher. Are we on Stitcher? I don't even know if we're on Stitcher. I might just be making that up. Some of the Android apps, all those, whatever podcast manager you've got, subscribe so it just gets downloaded straight to your podcast. You have to worry about it. You can just listen to it whenever you want. It makes it super, super easy to do. Listen to it while you're doing yard work, while doing dishes. I listen to podcasts doing all kinds of stuff, so that would be great. I'd love to be part of whatever routine that you've got going. Again, thanks. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We got a lot of science now.